Dierks Bentley has a brand new album out called Gravel and Gold, and we have a little interview with Dierks at the end of this week's podcast, so stick around after the closing jingle for that.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. The D and Bubba Podcast.
The sing-alongs get worse and worse every week.
I'm trying to change it up.
If you love music, you need to download the Pickle Jar app. Show some gratitude, some love, some attention to your favorite artists. You know, if you got somebody like a friend who's playing in a bar or something like that, this is a great way to tip them. A lot of people say Venmo and all that, but no, I'm telling you right now, Pickle Jar is a much better app to use because the artist actually gets all the money, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you can also use it for charity stuff and fundraising. Mm-hmm. So if you're raising something for a little Susie and Timmy's school, you can do it through Pickle Jar app. It's so great. Plus, you can watch exclusive content. They do videos and things.
Live streams, contests, cool stuff.
Concerts.
If you like music, you have to just download it. It's free.
It's awesome, and you get stuff there you can't find anywhere else. So definitely get it. Picklejar.com, or just look for it in the Google Play or Apple App Stores. And you are good to go. Hey, I got a new gold. Well, it's not a new gold. I decided to bring one back that I love. It's one of my all-time favorites.
We got to worry about them flying around on the porch.
It's also Randy Houser's favorite.
He's on the porch.
On the porch.
I've seen that video every once in a while. Yeah, they're flying around on the porch.
The bees on the porch.
We got to worry about them flying around on the porch.
Hey, you know who's having a birthday today? Rachel's
having a birthday.
She is six years old. Let's not take away from Rachel right now. Let's talk about how great Rachel is before we move on.
Yeah.
Rachel is really awesome. A big fan of the podcast and the show. And her...
that's all we got.
Someone? Yeah.
Somebody.
It says my daughter.
It is my wife and my daughter's birthday today,
which is
very convenient because it's easier to remember
when I
have the same birthday.
For sure.
Happy birthday to Vivica and Evangeline, even though I'm pretty sure neither one of them will listen to this. It's fine.
When you were dating Vivica and she said, and you get around to the dumb questions like, what's your birthday? And she said, it's your same daughter as your daughter. Yeah. Did you feel like this is meant to be?
I guess.
You fell for that?
Yeah,
okay.
Because you couldn't forget the birthday.
You took it as a sign.
Yeah, it's like a thing. It makes you feel like, it's always little things like that.
Do you think she took it as a sign?
I don't know. No, I mean, I have no idea.
It makes her birthday less special.
Yeah, on some level, I don't know if... I'll tell you this. Neither one of them has a problem with it, and they think it's cool, or at least as far as I can tell. Although, Vivica has a two-year-old... Well, we have a two-year-old nephew, okay? He was born 2 years ago yesterday at 11:15 p.m. And they were all like, they need to get that baby out of there now, because her and Angela both were like, we don't want another person in the immediate family to have the same birthday.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
where was the baby? In the womb?
Yes.
I just wanted to say womb.
You just wanted to say womb.
Where was it? Where else would it be?
It's a womb with a view. Look, it's a window.
I don't know. When I was... I was like 17 when my cousin...
I don't think I've ever heard womb with a view.
Womb with a view.
It's a pretty good one. It's like one of those, they put funny, clever names for movies that adults should watch.
That's not one of them.
Wow.
After I said, happy birthday, Rachel, you're six.
Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah.
Sometimes
this was the podcast.
Now it's over.
That's okay.
This was the podcast.
One day I really want to do the podcast, start it, tell a bad joke, and just go, all right, play the
podcast. Just go out.
And that'll be the end of it. It'll be amazing.
Well, speaking of, are we doing anything special? Is Jelly Roll coming by next week for 420? Next week is going to be episode 420 is next week.
Oh, I thought you were today.
We can maybe try and get him. Wouldn't it be great? Jelly should have like 2 Foot Fred. See, 2 Foot Fred, he should he was big and rich forever. He should now, and they're not doing much with him now. So he should go with Jelly, and he would be Jelly Roll, and he would be Jelly Bean.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be great?
This was the podcast.
We already
this
did
was
that
the
joke.
Podcast, but now it's over.
I'm going to keep calling it.
Well, now it's becoming a thing now. Now it's going to be a callback. Jeez, thanks a lot.
Our gold is now that. God.
We got to worry about them flying around on the pool.
We've turned into our own meme joke.
We cannot. We're not doing a pot-related podcast for 420.
No.
We did 101st Airborne.
It doesn't matter.
No,
this
hold
is
on. What are you, Carson said podcast, and no one didn't call her on that?
I think that's actually
the podcast.
I'm pretty sure somebody has. I think that's the thing, that. Right? Is that one? There has to be one called that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Imagining, yes, yeah. That some stoner 8 years ago decided.
8 years, at least.
Eight.
Yeah.
Why is 420 a thing? I don't understand what the...
I think it's the police code.
Yeah, it had to do with...
For narcotics.
Yeah,
or it was in, like... L.A. I don't even know. And it just became a thing.
Yeah. Like 187?
I don't even know what that means.
187's a murder.
So when you... What am I doing? Why even gonna... What? Yeah, happy birthday to Rachel.
Right, exactly.
I gotta keep going back to it.
Remember who we
old.
Are, and this we're not the guys...
Well, no, it is who we are, because I had questions about it.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm,
well,
actually,
fine,
hold on.
I mean,
Carson is coming to you with some knowledge.
According to Time Magazine, 420 can be traced to 1971, where a group of five students... at a school in California, began meeting at 4:20 to smoke marijuana.
What?
No
that,
way.
How did that become
I
a
don't believe
I don't know,
that.
But that is the top result from Google.
I do not believe that.
Yeah,
what does ChatGPT say?
But everybody's got five students went to 4:20. That's what everybody
oh
over
my
and
God.
Over.
Five stoners who.
That's yeah. not true. That's
like,
not.
That, and that no, becomes a thing that we
not,
all
that's not
know.
True.
That's not true. That is not true.
It might be true. I mean, there's some, I mean, yeah, dumb there's some stuff dumb in our language
the thing is,
that
though,
we still I, say for Pete's sake and things like that. Well, none of us know what any of it means.
Who so, says for Pete's sake?
Oh, people still say that.
No one says
really?
For Pete's sake.
Oh, for Pete's
and what
sake?
Does that
yes,
mean?
They do.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean,
do
Patrick?
I don't know where that comes from. I don't know who Pete is. Is it St. Peter? Is it...
I just know it's the title of a monkey song.
Pete the Dragon? Is it a? Is it?
Now, Pete the Dragon, that is a pot song.
No, Puff the Magic Dragon is a pot
that is
song.
Too.
Pete the Dragon was a movie, wasn't it?
Wait, and Pete Dragon wasn't a pot thing either?
I have no Wait, idea.
Is it,
like,
is it the name of the dragon from Puff the Magic Dragon, Pete?
No, it's Puff.
Oh, the it's his name. I'll catch you.
God,
for someone who doesn't know much about it, I sure do act like I'm on it.
Puff.
I'm just dumb.
The killer AI also has backed
has
up your story.
Has confirmed this,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I didn't make it up.
Listen, if you win the battle, you get to make history say what you want it to say.
That is true. That's the dangerous thing about the AI stuff is, like, I just used, we used it on the show and on the podcast. We, you know, showed you what the scariness of artificial intelligence can be, but
well, Bubba
literally whoever programs it
mm-hmm.
yeah.
can tell you yeah. which way to go.
Bubba That's gets rid wild. Of everything, which is weird for being a prepper, but I will tell you this. Hold on to your books, your CDs, and your DVDs, the stuff that you really love,
mm-hmm.
because they're already doing it.
What
now? This week, they announced that they're re-releasing all of, I don't know how to say his name, Roald Dahl. That wrote like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, James and the Giant Peach. They're editing.
First off, every one of those are garbage. But go ahead.
I like James
what?
And the Giant Peach.
What?
Yeah, I like
Charlie
Matilda
and the
too.
Chocolate
and Charlie
Factory.
And the Chocolate. I never read the book, but I love.
Oh,
it,
I did
the movie
Willy Wonka. Yeah. Y'all think Willy Wonka is great?
The first one I did love. Yeah,
because his Salt. Books and his books are dark.
They are dark, and now
they're
editing them to take out language like fat. They're not going to call the little kid fat anymore. They're not going to call people ugly. Like, what?
Why?
Oh, my God. And it's so weird. They're just changing the language. So if all you have are digital copies of things, they can just change them. And it's like they change history. You can't go back and prove it was ever the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know.
So instead of fat, do they just say your name?
Wow.
Yes.
I went back and I read all
well
of the.
Or my.
The Ian Fleming books of the James Bond series, because I had heard they were crazy, like, you know, misogynist and racist and all. I'm like, there's no way, because I love James Bond. So I went and I started at the very first book and read even the short stories, the little novellas that would like appear in magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And I read everything in order, the entire Ian Fleming thing. And they were right. They were very racist. They were very misogynist. They were very whatever. But it was just, it's interesting to see that because it was written in the 1950s. Times were different. We cannot hold things from the 1950s or the 1800s or anything like that to today's standards. You just can't. You can look back and go, wow, that was a different way of thinking back then.
Cannot judge the art or the people of the past with the morals of today. You just can't do it. And if obviously only people born after 1990 are perfect and have never committed any kind of sins because they want to, you know, tell you how horrible everybody who came before them is. But regardless, just to say, if you don't have physical copies of books, of movies, of CDs, of music, they can just change it.
I've been offered pretty big money because I have an original pressing of Michael Jackson's History and the song They Don't Care About Us. He had to change the lyrics.
Why?
Slurs.
Yeah, he had a...
It was a song about him being angry, and it was referenced at himself, but there was an uproar over him using certain words, so when they then distributed it again, every subsequent pressing has been... Changed. There's a shh, or there's a changed lyric.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
What's the song?
The video where she put fat...
No. On her first album...
Where says gay?
Yeah, yeah.
You're gay or something?
That's fine. I can't think.
I'll tell your friends you're gay.
Picture to burn. Yeah. Picture to burn. And Garrett, who's 25, never even knew that was the lyric. Yeah. He's like, wait, there's a Taylor Swift lyric? Yeah. She would never write that lyric today. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to any of the Scream versions, it's totally changed and rewritten. And so unless you have the CD, it's like it never happened. But it's going to be stuff like that all the
for
time.
Everything.
For everything. I mean, there were entire episodes of... Scrubs, 30 Rock, all these TV shows where they stream the whole series and there's entire episodes.
Oh, there's a community episode.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I had to go onto illegal websites to BitTorrent, I think, the 5 or 6 episodes that are banned off Hulu.
I hate that. I hate that. Again, we can't judge the past by today's standards because this is just the beginning. You know, just wait until 10, 15 years from now and even a decade or two past that. Could you imagine this entire series of South Park will disappear one day? Because that is offensive to everyone all the time.
Equally. They are equally offensive. Did you see Ben Stiller, even just in the last couple of days, he has come out again to defend Tropic Thunder, the Robert Dudinger. And he said, it's all... You watch the movie, you get why it's done this way. We're not changing anything. I'm not apologizing. But the fact that, how old is that movie at this point?
Oh, it's 10 years?
Yeah, more than that. And it's that he's still having to, quote, answer for it.
So. Again, he was playing a character who was pretending to be a character. It was weirdest.
That is one of the funniest movies. It is so that movie makes me uncomfortable with some of the jokes, and that's why I know it's great. That's how I am with South Park. Like sometimes I watch South Park and I go, oh, I can't believe they're doing that. But and it's perfect.
You know what makes South Park great is that they pick on everybody. They pick on Christians. They pick on Muslims. They pick on Jews. They pick on every single race, creed, whatever you name it, whatever your sexual orientation is, however you identify. They attack everybody. And that's what makes them relevant because they are the best social commentary we have. In all of America, the best social commentary comes from South Park because they cover everything.
There are two clips that went super viral this week on Twitter. One of them was from 2014 and one of them was from 2005. And both of them, especially the 2005 one, that could have been, you could have made that last week.
Mrs. Garrison.
Mrs. Garrison. Yeah. And I'm like, that is a almost 20-year-old episode of South Park that they're showing that clip of. And
you know, in the last 2 weeks, they did an episode skewering Harry and Meghan.
Oh, yeah.
Their popularity has dropped since. The numbers are falling. Yep. Yeah, their numbers are falling because people saw all the South Park and was like, you know what?
That's right. Right.
Yeah.
I remember whenever they had Jesus in the boxing ring and all that kind of stuff, I was very offended. And then I went, what am I doing? I have to be able to look at this from the way, what is the point of their joke? And it was interesting to kind of take myself and remove myself from it. Instead of being offended by it, I was like, what are they trying to prove? And then I was like, okay, I see what they're doing here.
I had to look. I didn't know what the Mr. Garrison was.
I would yeah. Did you watch the whole thing? I don't want to describe it, but it is pretty.
No, I didn't. I just, there's a South Park Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Because it's been on, what, 26 seasons at this point?
Oh, yeah.
300, almost 400 episodes. Patrick, there was a bug in here?
Yeah. It's, we got the heat. It came and in Nashville. It was 83 degrees yesterday.
Some kind of bugs woke up.
Now they're. Now, if they got inside, they're okay. But if they go back outside, doom on you because it's cold again.
Good.
Man, I had a ladybug in here.
Yeah.
I had to release it yesterday.
We had one that was crawling around the ring light a couple of weeks ago, and I just watched her.
You were mesmerized.
I was like, where's she going, little ladybug?
Charlotte's web. I'm like making a web.
If you guys were, talking about James Bond, there's a documentary on Amazon called The Music of 007. Oh, man, I love beer. And it's so good.
Is it a beer?
No, it's a Red Bull. It's really, it sounds like you are a horse peeing into them. That was gross.
Nothing like good, real sound effects.
Yeah. And they go into not just the Ian Fleming theme, but they go into, because, you know, there's always songs, mm-hmm. like an artist. I think Billie Eilish did the last one. Mm-hmm. And they go and they talk about the historical importance of these songs and how they fit in and they just work. It's pretty cool. It's really cool. Check it out. Called The Music of 007.
James Bond movies are the best. And they are. I probably have the my favorite Bonds, and I know this is going to shock people. Timothy Dalton was one of my favorites.
Really?
He only had two movies. I'm sorry. He had two movies. He was so good. Yeah. Like, he played it well. He was kind of a mix of the Roger Moore and
what's that guy's name?
And a little Daniel Craig too. Like, I could see where Daniel Craig said, "I'll take the serious side of this dude and play the part that way."
I will tell you this, man. No matter how you swing, Daniel Craig does look good in a suit. This was the podcast.
Man,
I hope there's a station that goes, well, we'd like to pick up the Big D and Bubba show. I'd like to listen to a little bit. And it's me. Well, here's a clip of Big D.
Daniel Craig is also married to one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
Who's Daniel Craig married to?
Rachel Weisz from The Mummy.
Yeah. She was in Constantine, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, she's,
yeah, I like her. Oof. She's got those wide eyes like what's her name?
She's got that wide set face, and it just works for her. And I look at her and go, "Oh, this is
like
Jackie Onassis eyes. Yeah. They're like way out here."
That she's just that wonderfully formed human. Congratulations, good for you.
She was in that chick flick that Bubba made me watch one time.
What was
it called?
Disobedience.
No, it's. I can't.
I don't know. I'm just looking at movies that have her in it now. Oh, The Black Widow.
Definitely, maybe.
Oh, I love Definitely Maybe.
That was a good one.
It is a good movie, but I was like, this is the kind of movie I would never watch without somebody
I saw Definitely Maybe.
Oh,
I haven't seen Definitely Maybe. What?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh,
it's tell her what it's,
maybe
it's, really tell what it's about.
It actually is really good. First of all.
That's the Ryan Reynolds one, right?
Yeah, Big D has never seen it. Second of all.
Oh, is that the one we're trying to figure out who mom is?
Which one the mom is.
It's so cute.
He tells her the story.
It's a super cute movie. I think you'd like it. I'm
By
serious.
The way,
it's
if you're
really
new
good.
To the podcast, Big D does not watch chick flicks.
I'm
going to
go watch inappropriate episodes of It's Always Sunny. It's fine.
Much better.
That's about it.
Much better. Yeah. By the way, all of South Park is on HBO Max now. HBO Max is insane. Every Warner Brothers movie, like so many movies, constantly on there scrolling through and go,
Batman
I can't
stuff too.
I can't believe this is all on here. Like, just it's crazy. It's such a giant.
Is somebody
like
ever
going to
put Super Friends on streaming? I want to watch old Super Friends episodes.
Dude, yeah, that would be awesome. Boop, 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 boop. Meanwhile, Aquaman is doing nothing.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
The museum in Cincinnati where they designed the Hall of Justice to look after is one of my favorite places. I go there and I'm just like, Superman lives here.
That's so cool.
This is Batman's clubhouse.
Dude, that was the move, man. Love that one. Hey, Carson, give me an actor or actress.
Brendan Fraser.
He is in the Tarzan movie.
Correct.
Wow. Oh, how do you
George
remember that?
George of the Jungle.
Yeah. I'm giving it to him. He was close.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, he, there was like, a guy.
Is that the way we play the game?
Vine.
I don't remember if we are no, supposed to give you a.
You give me we the, usually you're give you the movie the name. Or yeah, the character.
The character. Yeah, give me the character.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. William Wallace in Braveheart.
That is
you gotta
Mad
talk
Max.
Through. Yeah, that's right, right.
I think he's racist.
No, you I think? Don't know. They is say he, some bad stuff about think? Him, but I don't pay attention.
Yeah, something about like
yeah, he's
he got out of his car and like was went up to somebody's door or something.
Well, I don't know this story.
He was also Jesus.
No.
Well, he wasn't, but he made the Jesus movie.
He made the Jesus.
He was the hands that drove the nails.
What?
In the movie, if you watch the movie and they showed the moment they show the nails being driven, he used his hands. He's like, I need to be the guy.
It's very James Cameron of him.
Is it James Cameron?
It's not James Cameron. What was his name? He was in...
Kevin. Give me first letter.
Kevin.
Kurt Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Yes.
Wow.
All right. What's the name of the guy from Die Hard?
Bruce Willis.
Oh, what one snap answer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
All right. Kylo Ren.
Oh, he'll never get there.
The actor who plays, that's Star Wars.
Yes.
He's kind of unusual looking.
He is.
Mm-hmm. British?
No.
No.
He's a former Marine.
But I get it. He looks like he should be British.
Yeah. He's just kind of like off a little bit. Like, you don't really know anyone. And if you, all of his friends were like, he's an actor?
The thing is, I can't even tell you that guy's name off the top of my head. So
who
I'm not
knows
sure
that
how
guy? No
Do you
knows
know he was in the Marines as well?
Yeah.
He was in the Marines.
Yes, he was.
What's his first letter?
Do we give it to him? It's the first letter. A.
A, yeah.
Adam.
Adam.
Okay, yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam. What's the last, just say the last word. Like the whole thing. Just say his name. I don't know.
Adam Driver? Yeah. Is that what you meant?
Never going to get
Okay. Yeah. Like say his whole name. Yeah. There you go.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Okay.
I uncled.
Yeah. All right. Who's the actor? How do I put this? Who's like, I don't like he's, his famous role is probably Batman, but there's like 86 Batmans.
Michael Keaton.
No, I wasn't thinking of that one. I was thinking of like the bad Batman, but like not, but like current Batman. He's in all the.
I have no idea which one you're talking about.
Ben Affleck.
I was going to say he's the one with like Superman and all that.
Ben Affleck is married.
Correct.
To a girl who is a singer.
Correct.
And Bubba got a picture taken with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and her name
with his
is
dumb
with his
Adrian hat.
Yeah,
Rocky hat. And her, she is Jennifer Lopez.
Correct.
Wow.
Jenny from the Block. I remember Jenny from the Block.
From the Block.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the name of the woman he was married to before Jennifer Lopez?
No.
She sparked a hair phenom.
Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Yes.
No. You're,
I thought they were married.
No, he never dated Jennifer Aniston.
No.
It's a different Jennifer.
Jennifer Garner.
That was Jennifer.
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner's of that. What's in
that
your
irritating,
wallet?
That irritating. Yes.
I like Jennifer Garner.
The only reason she's A-list
Warner.
Is because of Ben Affleck.
Oh, she's so fake on those commercials.
She's so
it makes
irritating.
Me not want to
Why
buy
do y'all
anything.
Hate her so much?
Oh, she's well, you irritating. Watch her. She's so.
Yes.
Oh, her facial expression.
Is Bubba Good Cop being Jennifer Garner?
I man. Have always liked Jennifer Garner.
No,
oh,
she
yeah,
is.
She's like, fine to look at. Man.
Dad, are you paying with a regular credit card? Here's Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Oh, my God. That's exactly it. Oh, you just made
I'm
me.
Reading this right off the screen.
Right.
All right, Big D.
Here's my perfect teeth, and I'm going to show you all of them.
Here's another actor for you. Who played Steve Rogers / Captain America?
Oh, wow.
That's you went deep.
Is he one of the Ryans or
for
one
him.
Of the Chris's?
For him.
Chris Pratt.
No.
Chris. Is it a P?
No.
Chris.
I don't know either.
If he don't know, then why would I know? Chris. Chris Johnson. I don't know. What's his name? Who is it?
Chris Evans.
Evans.
I don't know. I never get that. I don't know. We used to work with a Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I mean, do you know who plays Deadpool?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Insert here.
Ryan Reynolds.
Correct.
What?
All right.
How
All
is
right.
that? What
Ryan
is that?
Ryan Reynolds, full circle, Indefinitely Maybe, which got this whole thing started.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies.
Yes, he really, D is a huge fan.
Also owns a soccer team.
Yes.
With one of the guys on It's Always Sunny.
Yep, out of Los Angeles.
And I hope that...
No. Out of Wrexham.
I meant Wrexham, yes.
And I hope they make it
out
up.
Out of Wales.
I hope they keep going up the leagues. Who plays... This is an actress. Who plays Laurie Strode, one of Carson's favorite characters from the movie Halloween?
Oh, yeah. We talked to her on the show.
Yeah, we met her.
She was. I know this. Mm-hmm. She was in the original Halloween. Mm-hmm. She'd been in a lot of movies. Her dad is famous.
And her mom.
And her mom.
And her husband.
And her mom. And her husband.
Husband. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who's all wrapped around with fame.
And she was in something where she changes places with her daughter.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Freaky Friday. Is.
Okay. And her name is not Valerie. It's not Valerie. It's a common name.
But you had a good sound that you were latching onto with Valerie.
Really? What's the first letter?
The IE. I was going to give it to him. J.
Jin J I I J
I I O.
Oh, is it old McDonald? And did he have a farm? Jessica? Jenny?
Keep coming, man. You got
it
this.
It is a J name.
Next letter.
A.
A.
Janice? Jan? No. Jan?
No.
Jackie?
Oh, you are just all around it.
Closer.
J. I like to watch the wheel. I'm not good at it.
Boy, I mean to tell you. You would be wheel. Terrible at the wheel.
J-A. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jane Pauley.
No.
Jane Forrest.
No.
Jamie.
Jenny.
Jamie Johnson. Jamie Johnson.
Jamie Johnson.
Johnson. Jamie.
Gosh. It's three names.
Yeah, that should have been names. It. That should, like, once you had Jamie, you should have been done.
Jamie. That's not Jamie Lynn Spears.
That's
Britney
close
Spears.
You
sister.
Found the other three Jamie, named Jamie.
And at Halloween with Jamie Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis! Big D!
I know.
That only took 10 minutes. That was amazing.
Who played Donnie in The Big Lebowski?
Oh, that is a good one.
One of your...
Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
Wow, good job.
All right, but that's arguably Big D's favorite movie of all time. I just didn't know if you would know his name.
No, it's not my favorite of all time.
What?
No. It's not?
No,
To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh, yeah.
I knew that.
That's a good one.
But that's one that's going to get... That's canceled already, right?
Pretty sure.
And why? That, like, it's like the opposite. Like, it's the most, what we should be like, we should all be.
Stereotypes.
That's just terrible.
No, wasn't it To Kill a Mockingbird? It got canceled because of the sequel?
I have literally no
That
idea.
When she finally put out.
Yeah.
That's why. It was because Atticus went weird, and then a bunch of hipsters who had named their kid Atticus were, like, up in arms because, oh, no, we named him after this guy in the book, and then he released a second book, and Atticus wasn't who we... Yeah.
What, Atticus is a
yeah,
he's
like,
racist?
Yeah, like, I don't know, Brooklyn problems.
Hey, guess what? Stop naming your children after other things. Name them after family members.
Which you named your children them. Frank and Ava.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and I understood going into it the implications. I knew. I'm like, man.
Oh, man.
You have the best defenses, Bubba's defenses. Yeah, I know.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Hey, look.
Whatever.
Whatever you do, don't become a volunteer fireman. Well, you're a volunteer fireman.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, that's like Bubba telling people not to
that.
Get fat.
I would like, I would love to tell
everyone.
Don't
hang around with fat people because you'll get fat. But you hang around with fat people every day.
Yeah, I know.
We got to worry about them flying around in the pool.
Well, here's the deal. Don't name your kids after, other people in movies and celebrities.
I named my kids after two celebrities.
I got Scooby and Velma.
Please meet my son, Grape Ape. It's fine.
Grape Ape?
Grape Ape.
How old are you?
Grape Ape.
USA Cartoon Express, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Grape Ape.
She's a snagglepuss.
God. Tennessee Tuxedo.
It's the, remember those dumb Olympics they would do? The cartoon
Olympics.
The Laugh Olympics.
Oh, my God. And they were so terrible.
Oh, yeah. And that was a weird contraption. You're like, there's no way that would get in the air.
Stupid dog. They would just go. Thank you. Oh, my God. He was the worst.
Yeah. It's just dumb. That's when I was like.
That's when you check out.
Oh, I think that's when kids like kind of split into different groups, you know, like classes. Because I would like see kids who liked that, and I'd be like, I don't want to. I'm not going
to. Oh, you're in reading group 3.
Well, this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who played Michael Kelso on that 70s show?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Really?
No. Mm-mm.
And that 90s show.
I don't know either
one. Oh, is he on there too? I didn't know that.
Man.
I haven't watched it. I watched like 10 minutes of the new one.
It's adorable.
I wouldn't do well like living in LA if you run into people.
Oh, no.
Like, I would be
hey, you're that guy.
I'd be like, man, I know it sounds weird. Did we go to school together? Are you from Cookeville?
Yeah, you barely remember the names of the country singers that actually come in here.
Oh, man, when I go home, this has happened before. So I was going to meet with the guys at the station, but I was early. And so I was like, well, across the street is like this grocery store or whatever. And I'm like, man, I'm so tired. So I was pulled up there, and I had my window down. It was warm. And I just kind of reclined my seat a little bit. And this guy walks up and goes, well, hello, stranger. I go, hey. He goes, good. What are you doing back in town? Oh, man, I got a meeting or whatever. Oh, I got you. Radio stuff. Yeah. He goes, yeah. He goes,
no clue.
Now, at this point, you know that he knows who you are.
Oh, I know it's someone. I should know them. Because if someone's in Cookeville and they just go, hey, stranger, what are you doing? I know them.
Yeah.
I went to school with them. I know that. Mm-hmm. And he kind of looked like the guy from that 70s show or the 90s show.
The dad?
Yeah, whatever the actor you guys are talking about. Oh, like, okay. I know he.
Ashton Kutcher?
He looks familiar. Yeah. But I don't know who he is at all.
Right.
And he was like, man. I go, And then I realized, man, I sound like I don't know who he is. Yeah. So act like you know who he is. I'm like, how's things in your world, man? Oh, man, I'm still doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I go.
Oh, that's no help. What no is help, that same brother. Thing?
Yeah. He's same place. He goes, huh? I'm like, oh, no. I go, you're at the same place. He goes, my dad. I know, but I mean. Not that you live with your dad, but, with the same stuff as you're doing.
Dad, it's me, your son.
Then I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is completely falling apart.
Yeah.
I was like, I felt like the drunk guy who's trying to tell his wife he's not drunk. I was like, oh, no, well, I mean, partly the thing, I was bad.
Oh, then you turn into Mumble Man. You just.
Yeah, it's the way he just leaves. I watch a guy. There's a mumble guy on TikTok. He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Man, I put him up against Big D, though. Mumble Man is a freaking classic.
Yeah. People are like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just here to make sure that we get the because they call me. And so I was like, okay, anytime. They're like, yeah. So. And they're like, who called you? Oh, I don't even know the name. But they're like, if I get to the the point of it all. And I was like, he said, yeah, it should work. And if you had it in stock, and I didn't know if I'm supposed to, are you the person? I'm sorry.
What? We should get a hidden camera and follow D into stores where he just talks to people like that. That is a million click idea.
Who was the person?
I don't.
No, he has no idea. He never.
I don't know. Still don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Or someone went up to Big D on the side of the road in Cookeville last week.
And I was like, I was always called my buds, Jeremy and Gerald, because they know I have this mental problem. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, man, so there's this guy. We went to school together. And I can just kind of describe them. Boom. Oh yeah, that's, you know, Lynn or whatever. Yeah, we played ball with him. He was the tight end. Remember when Gerald kicked the cow and he was out for that game? Yeah, that's the one who took his place. And he was in for like two games or whatever. Okay. Well, I said, I caught up with him. He's still at the same place.
He owns it now, though.
It's still him and his dad.
It was his dad and all. They don't live together. He's still there, and things are fine. And he listens.
He goes grocery shopping in the middle of the day.
Well, hello, stranger. Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, I'm going to change gears just because something just came across. And Patrick's like, oh, here he goes. He's Bubba in again.
No, I'm just trying
Something that we have talked about. I know. Something we've talked about on the show. We mentioned ChatGPT as well. This just came down from the United States Copyright Office. They said that there will be no copyright protection for AI-generated works. So if you... You know, like the AI cannot claim a copyright on it.
Who's saying
this
that?
This just came to us from the United States Copyright Office.
Lots of legal things that you can think about.
Are they saying if you take something off AI, then you can't copyright it?
It says that the AI cannot copyright it. So it does not belong to the AI.
I would still think that would be.
I'm sure this is going to go to the Supreme Court at some point, and it'll work its way through the court system.
Microsoft, who now owns that, with Bing, they will start suing people for stuff that they use off of ChatGPT or Bing Chat or whatever.
They're doing, you know, the artwork, how people tell the AI to do things. It's like saying that those works are not original works. They're not protected by copyright, so good luck. So,
that means you can't copyright them either. So if you tell Bing Chat to write a song and then you take it and change three words and put it out, it's going to be hard to get a copyright on that.
It's going to be hard for anybody to get a copyright.
Mm. Yeah.
Because there's going to – I mean, think about how many times somebody goes, I need a word that rhymes with purple. And they just go and look at the rhyme generator and come up with something.
There is no word that rhymes with purple. Second of all – rhyming dictionaries are not the same as telling the thing to write a song. What did you say, D?
Gerbil.
Gerbil does rhyme with
purple. Yeah, you know
purple.
What? Gerbil rhymes with purple. Let's go with that.
I am on Word Hipple. We got circle, hurdle, journal, verbal, burble, turtle, curdle, girdle,
literally
kernel, thermal,
none of those
gerbil.
Things rhyme with purple.
Yeah, it's
y'all know
so.
What a rhyme is, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. It goes into weird stuff later.
Oprah, Color Purple. I never saw it, but I know she's in it.
Wow. Okay.
There you go. Good
look at
job.
You.
Yeah.
Well played. Who else is in the Color Purple?
Flying around on the pool.
Who was the star? She's a really famous actress. She's a TV host now.
EGOT.
Mm-hmm. EGOT?
She's an EGOT.
She's got an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Oh, my God. That's what EGOT means?
I thought that was a disease.
I thought it was
she has
birds.
EGOT. Oh, no.
That's around water.
What, like 15 people who've ever won all four?
No, the number's higher now. Yeah,
I can come up with egret better than I can 30s. This lady's name. she's a TV host now.
Yeah, yep. She was in The Color Purple. She was the star.
Oprah wasn't the star.
No,
somebody else was. Is she black?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Gail King.
No,
Gail King was a news anchor.
She was on Ghost.
Oh, that's just what she said.
No, she was on Ghost.
Look at your Connecticut flex. WGOP. Connecticut's number one for your favorite news.
I grew up watching Gail King, and then suddenly, I'm Oprah's best friend, and now I'm leaving, and I have a charm.
I don't know. It's Halle Berry.
It's Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not even close to Halle Berry.
No,
they get confused all the time, actually.
All the time.
You probably get this a lot. Not as much as you think.
It's the same number of people confusing you with Dierks Bentley.
Who, by the way, is coming up on the podcast next. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because we can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Dierks, what's up, dude?
How you guys doing?
Really, really, really good. I got to tell you, I have been waiting on this album forever. I had a little birdie play a couple of the songs to me early, and I was dying. I'm like, yes, This is like, you got that old Telecaster sound. Yeah. It's just, I love this album.
Yeah, I got Brent Mason to play on a few tracks, and Brent's the one that really put the Tele on the map as far as all the great country we love from the 90s and whatnot. And Paul Franklin's playing some steel guitar and some of the more traditional songs on the record. But yeah, I feel like it's kind of a collection of everything, really. You know, it being the 10th album, that in and of itself became a theme through the different recording sessions that, it took me 3 times to get this right. But it was like, well, this is my 10th album, and I kind of started thinking about it being a compilation, not of hits, but a compilation of all the different sounds and styles of the previous, 9 albums. So it has, it's got that Tele. It's got some more modern stuff. It's got some traditional stuff. It's got the bluegrass. It's got the funny. It's got beer at my funeral, kind of a drunk on my plane kind of vibe. So it has a little bit of everything that I feel like made me over the last 20 years.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling somebody. I said, this is the most Dierks Bentley sounding album I've ever heard. And I think that's why. I didn't realize that you actively went out there and said, I'm going to take a little bit of each era of my life and put it out there.
I didn't mean to. I mean, that's not my thought going into it. I really, I just wanted to put out a great album. And I went to the studio the first time, and it was kind of still when people were in masks and having a COVID testing, and you're in the studio, and it just kind of wrecked the vibe. But we cut 14 songs and really got it was a helpful way to get back to kind of get the gears going again. And then I went in again a few months later and tried it again, but that session felt a little too modern, almost like too good. It was my buddy Luke Dick, who's just such a great songwriter and singer, and it just felt like it was good. It really covered one area really well, but I started thinking about the traditional and the bluegrass. I'm like, I think I need to produce this myself. I know what I want. And so I went in a third time months later, and really it all started coming together, and I brought in a bunch of producers to help me and complete this thing. It was really a bunch of friends working together, and it ended up being that, having a collection of all those, like I said, sounds and sonic styles.
So what you're saying is that there are two other alternate versions of this album floating around out there.
There's two. They have different, not all the same songs, but I kept writing songs as I, anytime there's a chance to write more, try to get one more great song I do, or listen to more songs. But there's some of these songs, Same Old Me and Heartbreak Drinking Tour and Something Real. I mean, Walking Each Other Home. Yeah, those are probably at least three different versions out there somewhere.
I think that's cool. Like, you can release it just one day, like 10 years from now, and be like, hey, look, Lost Track. Here's some of the first drafts of some of your favorite songs.
Yeah, that'd be like the Walmart track or the Target track. Do that. Yeah. Now it's like, now there's it's so funny. Some of the other day was saying, hey, man, my wife's gone. I'm just jamming your music at my house. And I was like, well, give me your address. I'll send you the CD. And I'm like, what do we even do with the CD anymore? I just got my first new truck ever, and there's no CD player even in it. So I'm like, can I send you a link to Apple Music? What do you do now?
We were rolling around this weekend in an old Pontiac Aztec that my buddy had, and it had a cassette player. I was so happy. Yeah, it was awesome.
Cool, yeah. Press play and wait a few seconds for it to get to the first song. Yeah.
The magic hiss. Dierks Bentley, Gravel and Gold is out now. His 10th album. That's right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did you ever think, I mean, going into this, everybody always dreams of this long, illustrious career, but we're also, especially whenever you're a young artist, you doubt yourself, and you're like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know. I mean, dude, 10 full albums.
Yeah, I think more now, oh gosh, I don't know if this is going to work than I did back then. This thought never even crossed my mind when I was first starting off. I was just so focused on what I was doing, and looking back now, I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have been way more worried than I was. But now I am way more worried. I'm like, this is my 10th record, and how do we keep stepping up from the year before, making it, making everything better than the year before, as far as the music goes, and the show, the live show, so it's always, it feels like the window gets a little smaller and smaller the more you do this, but I do feel like going into this album, it was the same mentality as making my first album, where there's just like nothing to lose, right? I mean, we're coming out of the pandemic, and the world's upside down, and also, personally, I've had a chance to play Bridgestone and play the Madison Square Garden and sell these places out, my hometown arena in Arizona. I've accomplished a lot more than I could ever dreamed of, so it's like, I have nothing to lose. Let's make an album that's just, let's go for stuff, try things. If we got to go to the studio a few times, great. Let's just make sure we get this thing right. And I have the flexibility from the label to do that. And so it ended up being everything I wanted to be. And now we're about to release it out into the wild, and hopefully you know, fans love it and get the feedback. But at the end of the day, you got to make something that you think is cool and something that you're proud of, and I've done that.
I got to tell you something, Dirks. 20 years ago, we had a boss who basically said, yeah, I don't think that guy's going to make it. I give it less than 5 years. And I bet him $20 that you would be around longer than 5 years still making new records. And that guy owes me $20. I'm guessing plus interest because it's been 20 years.
Yeah, it should be compounding every year.
Exactly. I'm going to say he owes me like $30 now.
Do that IRS interest.
Oh, yeah, I mean, with the penalties and the compounded. Okay, he owes me like $187.
I just rounded up to 200.
Okay, sure.
Do you remember whenever it was?
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty bizarre. I mean, it's look back and who was doing this when I started off and who's still around, and the fact that I'm still here, and I honestly, I feel like I'm making my best records, and I'm, you know, the tour, I put a lot of time in the tour. It's not something we just go through and do every summer. It's something we analyze every year. We're going to do it again. Okay, if we're going to do it, how do we make it bigger and better? And the same guy that does the Super Bowl, Bruce Rogers, that put together the whole Rihanna show, he's who I work with for my production, and it's not cheap. But it's got to be great because for so many reasons. You guys know. I mean, it's obviously for the fans and for their experience, but if I'm being honest, it's a lot of it's for me. I'm away from my family. Like, I don't want to be out there just doing it for no reason. It's got to be something that excites me. You know, I want to put a show together that's easy, that's just like get it out there on stage and it feels good and the flow's right and the production's been ironed out over months of rehearsals and we just get to have fun. So everything I do at this point is very intentional, purposeful, and I feel like I'm doing it better than I ever have.
So which of your kids do you think is going to want to get up on stage?
Right at this point, none of them. I'm like, guys, my son wants to be a hockey player, Knox. He's totally focused on the
NHL. He's apparently really good, too.
He's pretty good, but, I mean, he's playing hockey in Nashville, Tennessee. And we got great hockey in Nashville, Tennessee. But it's not very often you go to a Preds game and you're looking at the pamphlet and you're seeing, like, American flag, let alone Nashville, Tennessee. It's mostly Russians and, you know, Canadians, and there's occasionally one little American flag next to a name. But I promise you, they're not from this part of the America. So, but he's focused on it, and God bless him. I mean, I was focused on being a country singer, and that was pretty crazy as well. So, but I tell them all, I'm like, guys, dad's footprints. Come on, they got their own things they're doing. So, we'll see.
10th album from Dirks Bentley. It is out. It's called Gravel and Gold. If you haven't listened to it yet, you're going to flip. Like the very first song you hit it on, and I suggest, because there's a lot of times, if you're streaming it, don't hit shuffle. Start it from the beginning and just go through the entire flow. Believe it or not, it's scientifically laid out. Dirks Bentley sat there in a lab with a white coat and test tubes, and he was pouring things in, and he was going, we're making gold like an alchemist. And he's like, I laid these songs out a certain way. So you have to do it that way if you're going to listen to the album.
Is that even kind of true, Dirk?
Start to finish. I mean, making the sequence is one of the most important parts of the album. So you get all the pieces, and then you got to go figure out, all right, how do we put these together in a way that's... I think Charlie Daniels is the one that said it. You know, he's like, your live show needs to be like a roller coaster with the highs and lows, and you really want to take people on a ride. And building that scaffolding is really the hardest part. You know, once you do it, then it's easy. So, getting the album to flow right is so important. This album starts with Same Old Me. I love that song because it's kind of me poking fun of myself. You know, I think about all the, you know, we're doing these ice baths and I'm riding bikes and I'm evolving and I'm a dad and all these, it's, you know, you think you're moving in this direction and then you look back in your life and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm still playing the Station Inn, playing bluegrass down there on Tuesday nights and I'm still on the same bus I was in 2003. I've got a lot of the same band guys and I still love just playing country music. You know, it's pretty simple, but so that song really sets, you know, as a reminder to myself that, hey, just, you know, keep it simple. Don't get too far above your race, and you're still the same guy you've always been. And the album ends with High Note, which I have a tradition of ending these albums with a bluegrass song. And the very first album that was, I think, ended with Del McCurry's song called Good Man Like Me. This one ends with a Charlie Worsham, Jim Beaver song called High Note with Billy Strings as a guest on that song. So there's a reason to it all.
Do you still get excited about number ones? I mean, what have you had, 22, 21, 20, something like that?
21 I just heard this morning. And I'm so excited about it. It's fun, man. I mean, still being in the game, you know. I look at the charts sometimes and just see all these, a lot of names that don't even, you know, new people, and next guy's coming up, and then some folks like me still on there, and then some folks older than me still making waves, and it's just fun to be in the game. It's fun seeing all the, you know, I got friends that are been doing it for a long time. I got friends that are brand new, and it's just I love it. I love the hit songs, and hit songs are so important for your live tour, and you have a little more gasoline to dump on the fire out there. So yeah, I love getting number one songs.
Somebody new going on tour with you, walking up, and they say, "Dirks, how do I have a career like yours?" What are you going to tell them?
Oh man, I guess I just say you got to love it. You know, same reason why you guys do what you do. You know, it's like do you love doing this thing regardless of the money? Did you get into it because of the money, or do you get into it because you love radio and you love music and you're just eating up with it? It's just, it, you know, I look back at some of the lows of my career, and I was grinding and I was trying to make it work, but I wasn't depressed. You know, I was frustrated, but I wasn't like, it wasn't, and I was still happy just to have a gig playing guitar and playing for anybody, whether it's just sometimes just even singing for the band. You know, so just make sure you're doing it for all the right reasons, and if so, you're going to be successful, you know, one way or the other. You know, I don't know.
Would you say it ain't all bad?
Oh, look,
it ain't
see
all
what
bad.
I did there?
Hey,
see what I did there?
Hey, like all the that. There.
Listen, personally,
like that, ain't all bad.
I didn't get into radio for the money. I got into radio for the free food, and it is exactly. Everywhere.
Yeah.
It is great. Yes.
And a little bit of free booze, too. That's, they have a little bit of that.
Man.
I mean,
I don't know how people doing videos or TV shows. It's the grazing. Every time I do a video or anything involves a camera, there's always craft services.
Mm-hmm.
I live over there. I mean, mm-hmm. It's like it's just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and some more of this. And
if we had craft services in the studio every day for this show, I would weigh 600 pounds. Dude, they would have TV cameras following me around for that 600-pound TV show.
I would be that big if we had craft cheese. Sorry, I know.
Oh,
okay.
Arts and crafts.
All right, Dirks Bentley, pick up the album. It's Gravel and Gold. It's amazing. You're going to love it. And again, we cannot wait to hear what you got in store for us for album number 11. I know that's a far way off and all that kind of stuff. I'm getting ahead of myself. But we love you, dude. We absolutely love you. And we'll see you soon.
Appreciate you guys. Always good talking to you. We made it through that talking about airplanes. Amazing.
Awesome. I know. Pretty crazy.
You mentioned it at the end, though.
Yep.
You did.
Straighten up a fly right. See you in a minute. Woo! Off we go into the Wobbly Yonder. Dirks Bentley.
Shut up. See ya.